This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
The deadline to raise the debt ceiling is less than a week away, and with the prospect of default facing Washington, perhaps it's time to go back to basic accounting.
How to organize bills. Establish this system to get all the paperwork in order and avoid expensive late fees resulting from mismanaged mail.
So what gets paid first in the federal government's household? And can we call the credit card company, let them know we'll be a little late on our payment?
Accounting 101 meets Politics 5.0. Hard to balance the checkbook when you're seriously overdrawn. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, July 27. The federal government learning some lessons most of us had to learn in college.
Yeah, do the math. It's very tough in Washington. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. Pity the Republican whip in the House of Representatives this morning. A House Republican plan to raise the debt ceiling was postponed last night because it doesn't have enough Republican votes. The Tea Party faction in the House say they won't vote for it after the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office said the plan would save $150 billion less than advertised. House Speaker John Boehner will try to resell the plan to his own splintered caucus today.
I would ask all of my colleagues, both Democrats and Republicans, to look at this common sense plan, this common sense way forward that will avoid default and put America's fiscal house back in order.
But even if Speaker Boehner can squeeze out enough votes, Majority Leader Harry Reid says the plan is dead on arrival in the Senate.
Democrats will not vote for it. Democrats will not vote for it. Democrats will not vote for it.
Did you get that? Democrats will not be voting for it. Time is running out to reach a deal to avoid the U.S. government's first ever default.
How much time is there? Well, several Wall Street banks say the federal government is sitting on enough extra cash to pay its bills for a few days after the August 2nd deadline. But that's little comfort to many Americans.
Well, I worry about what it'll do to interest rates. I think about that.
It's like a weight hanging over your head. You know it's going to fall one of these days, but you try not to think about it.
I think it means I need to be concerned for my children's future.
We're going to talk more about what services would get cut first if we default in just a few minutes. The largest county in Alabama has laid the groundwork for filing what would be the biggest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Jefferson County, which includes the city of Birmingham, is more than $3 billion in debt because of its sewer system.
We did that story a while back.
Yeah.
They floated these bonds. They can't pay them back. It's
yep.
A debt crisis, like not unlike the federal government. So first responders to the World Trade Center site on 9/11 do not qualify for additional health benefits or compensation if they have or get cancer, according to a federal review. It says there's no evidence that dust and smoke at the site causes cancer. The ruling also applies to people who live near Ground Zero at the time of those attacks. It's often said whoever controls Kandahar controls Afghanistan. An escalation in the battle for that city this morning when a suicide bomber killed the mayor, the third high-profile assassination in Kandahar in the past month. Officials say the bomber detonated explosives hidden in his turban when the mayor was shaking his hand. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. 2 weeks ago, President Karzai's powerful half-brother was killed in the same city.
Norway's intelligence chief tells our partner, the BBC, Anders Breivik acted alone during last week's mass killings that left 76 people dead. Just in the past half hour, Britain became the latest nation to recognize the Libyan rebels as the country's legitimate government. And Oregon Democrat David Wu is the fourth congressman to resign just this year because of a sex-related controversy. And after more than a century, the Army's flagship hospital, the Walter Reed Medical Center, will close its doors. There's a ceremony at the Washington Area Hospital today. It will merge with the National Naval Medical Center in an attempt to save some money. Hundreds of thousands of the nation's war wounded from World War I to today have received treatment at Walter Reed, including President Eisenhower. Asian markets are mixed right now. European indices are down. Futures are mixed. The Dow starts at 12,501, the S&P at 1,331, the NASDAQ at 2,429. So is this the end? of whatever, fill in the blank. We're going to talk about the closing, obviously, of Walter Reed. We're going to talk about the closing, possibly, of almost 4,000 post offices around the country. And another military story, how will military spending be affected if Congress doesn't raise the debt ceiling? Those conversations this hour. But first, who loses, or who loses first, if the compromise isn't reached on that debt ceiling by August 2nd? And are there any winners? Join the conversation. What do you stand to win or lose? 877-8-MY-TAKE.